hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Welcome to Misinformation, episode 46. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
And I'm not.
Do we have any sound from you at all?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know. I don't get headphones, remember?
Yeah, you gotta get down on that thing, like you're sucking cock. That's too much. like you're working for a promotion or something. You gotta fucking get just rug burn them sons of bitches there.
Go to the ball.
Yeah, you're gonna have How's to get that? Up on it.
Wow, this desk is keeping me at bay.
This is the new desk.
Wow, hey, I'm glad we did our sound check before we started recording. Huh?
That's how fucking classy.
That's tits.
And you know, it's funny because I was just laughing to myself as you were setting all this up because you're sitting here at your mixer, tweaking knobs, looking at both screens. You got your headphones on. You're nodding like you're all into it and shit. And then here we are so smoothly into the intro.
So bagged and boarded.
Bulls. you mean ball bagged and waterboarded? Because the whole thing fucking feels like torture. We're not going to get into that again, though, because I had enough anger last week. We're not going to, no more.
But if you feel at any point, go for it, because I feel much safer the distance between us with this new desk. I don't think you could quite throttle me from here.
This space between us.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not a card table.
I don't think your T-Rex arms are going to reach me from the side of this fucker.
Noise. We also have our fourth host here today, Mr. Stay Puffed. Mr. Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, ladies and gentlemen. He's down on the mic there.
We'll try to get him a quote.
Yeah. Wait, he has something to... Hey, there you go. Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, it would be... Look, isn't he just so tiny and cute?
Yeah.
Look at him with his big-ass microphone. It's like watching a skinny girl do porn with a black guy right there. And then
yes, it is.
Like, he kind of has this look of fear and apprehension, but glee at the same time. Yep. It's like, I don't know if I can handle.
Snap, what was that? Oh, just my spine. I'm fine.
It's good. It's a good hurt. It's a good hurt. So, we're not going to get on that bagged and boarded bullshit again. Stuff going on over that on the quick stop boards. Don't want to talk about it. Not making me happy. But we're not going to get into that either. So if you really care to see the fucking drama and childishness, just go to the boards and check it out. The Pop Syndicate boards, on the other hand, nothing but sunshine and fucking lollipops over there. Everyone is in love with each other on those fucking boards.
It's a very nice environment.
It is the land of fucking happiness and opportunity at Pop Syndicate. www.popsyndicate.com in the forums, misinformation. Check it out. Hey, I just cleaned up the house a little bit over there.
You did.
A little nicer place.
I like it.
It's, you know, you can see the floor, you can see the carpet.
A little easier to get through everything.
It's a lot easier to get through everything. I was stupid when I set that thing up. I had a different fucking thread for every single episode, and you couldn't find shit there. And so now there's one episode thread, and when the new episodes come out, that's where they'll be.
Makes sense.
Which, I suppose if you don't know that, you're not listening to this right now, are you?
Nope.
Yeah, no way.
They haven't found their way.
There's no way to fucking find what you're looking for at all, because... Yeah, what are you gonna do?
No, he's not here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep,
yeah.
Sorry.
Also can reach us at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Looking forward to any listener questions, submissions, or suggestions. Amanda wrote in asking if the contest for most original use of glitter in a photograph was still open. And yes, it absolutely is, especially for women. Just putting that out there. You must be at least 18 years of age to send us your picture. So I'd like to put that out there as well, because
I don't want to go to prison.
Exactly, exactly. I'm far too attractive for prison. not a lot of listener mail this week. People have been very active on the boards. I'm not going to – it's getting to the point where we're getting so much listener mail that I can't possibly read everything every week. We'll do our best to get to the most interesting or thought-provoking is definitely not going to be right.
I just
want to
know if Oleg wrote in again.
Oleg this week? No, yeah. Oleg wrote in last week. Our favorite English as a second language listener, Oleg from New York.
And his stick figure murders.
Yeah. I'd swear to God that he put – labia on that one stick figure's mouth. that looks like the puffiest pair of pussy lips I've ever seen in my life. Right, just right there on big the guy's hair. Face. Oh yeah, no, but it's like puffy. You know how sometimes you'll see the outside of a pussy, mm-hmm. like not the actual lips, right, but right. like, and it looks puffy. It looks yeah. like it looks basically like a girl does when she first wakes up in the morning when her face is all puffy and her eyes are kind of swollen shut. Yep. The puss looks like that sometimes.
It's not awake yet.
Yeah, it's like a very when a very skinny girl carries all of her fat right on her pussy. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, yeah, that's what that fucking stick figure's mouth looked like. I was like, holy shit, I want to fuck that stick figure's mouth. That's amazing.
All right.
Amazing. We lots of announcements this week, lots of stuff to get to. First and foremost, the misinformation mixer. Misinformation mixer. I'm going to pull up my work schedule on the internet here, and then we're gonna fucking schedule this sumbitch. We are. It's true.
Do it.
Also, we have a new contest that we're going to be announcing here shortly, which
you can't
is going to be awesome.
At the same
I
time.
Can. I just my a T-Rex arm's hard to reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Plus, it's really hard for me to remember the fucking email address for work.
I can't hear you. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't hear me. You're a bitch. That's what your problem is. Hey, there we are. Okay. Come on. Yeah. There we go. We're gonna get this shit fucking ironed out because I want to. Have this misinformation mixer. I want to start fucking meeting people. I want our people from the Cedar Valley to be able to come out. And hey, if you want to travel from fucking Wisconsin or Chicago for the weekend, ish,
Ireland.
That's just now. We're gonna see them enough this year. The weekend,
California.
Do we know anybody in California?
I would like to.
Boarded.
No, yeah, fuck those guys. Fuck. Yeah, like they'd be. You can't get on a plane carrying as much weed as those guys carry around with them.
That's true.
They'd walk in and everybody'd start doing snapping and jazz hands like it's going to be a big
it's a poet, like
fight.
It's a poetry slam. Oh. Yeah. All right. Okay, here's my plan. I would like for the misinformation mixer mm-hmm. for the Cedar Valley to occur maybe in April. Mm-hmm. And a perfect week in April. We're off. Are you going to be working my same schedule in April? You don't know yet? Okay. Well, as it stands right now, would you be able to make a Thursday night, sir?
I could probably make
do
Thursday
a Thursday night. Yep, yep. I'm off Thursday and Friday. Be the perfect week, the second. And it's April Fool's Week.
Awesome.
Which is for amateurs, I'd like to add.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way about April Fool's that vampires and werewolves feel about Halloween.
Sure.
Right. It's just kind of lots of hype, no payoff.
You'd probably enjoy it more if you were funny.
Oh, that's just hurtful. That's just
her. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
I notice how you won't make direct eye contact with any of the exercise equipment in this room.
So I go with the knife when you immediately go back to the fat jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're man. So uninspired.
You guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At least I'm telling the truth, asshole.
So am I. That's what hurts.
No, you're not.
Oh,
no, you're not.
Shit.
All right. April 2nd, Thursday. It's a Thursday evening at Smitty's Bar, 700 block of Jefferson Street in Waterloo. We will have the misinformation mixer. We'll start at, you don't even know if you're going to be off. You can take the night off, though. You've got a shit ton of fucking vacation.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
You take
I'd
the night
say,
off, though. You got a shit
9-ish.
9? You have to start at 9? Thursday night can be kind of a busy night down there, depending
okay,
on what's going on.
Okay, let's go 8-ish then.
You want to start at 8?
Yeah.
That way everybody can kind of get together, and if they want to stick around or go across
are
the street.
Are we going to attempt to do a...
No. Right. We're not going to be able to do a live podcast till it's warm enough for us to be on the beer garden. Because it just won't work in the bar. It'll be too
April's
loud in
warm.
There. It's not warm enough. That's why we're planning an indoor wedding.
Hmm.
We set a date.
Oh.
April 17th, 2010.
Nice.
Yes, it's official. I'm fucked.
You're just trying to get me in trouble, aren't you?
But you haven't set a date yet?
No.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
All right. But what we can set a date for is the misinformation mixer. And you got to fucking be there.
I'll be there, man.
Don't be building fucking stairs or a deck or whatever the fuck you were doing on my birthday. Yeah, all right. Right there. Right there. That's a pudgy middle finger right there.
Bitter about
that. Let me just tell you how many times I've almost shot myself in the face with a nail gun, okay?
Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't hurt as bad as you would think.
Well, it's not been fun.
Until that almost goes to a did, I'm not feeling any better about the situation. All right?
Fuck you. I'll be there.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good. April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Thursday.
Yes. It's a Thursday. So we'll start at, do we decide 8 or 9?
8 o'clock. Just 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And would you feel comfortable committing to purchasing drinks for 10 people on your own? Cost you $40.
Yes, I can do that. Okay. I could do that.
I would also be willing to do that.
Okay.
So the first 20 people through the door.
Drinks are on us.
Yep, free drinks.
Yeah.
And there's a way they have these little tokens. We'll buy them for you, give them to you.
Sure.
You each get a free drink. All right. Maybe the first 30 people.
Yeah,
well done. I can't volunteer him, but I think he would do it.
I would think
we know 30 people.
No, I was just going to say.
Right. But I would like for the first 20 people say that they heard this on misinformation, and so help me God, if you bring a friend that doesn't listen to the show and they're like, I heard about this on misinformation just to get a fucking free drink, I will quiz them.
Oh, yeah. I can see him right now.
And
if I
fucking find out that they are lying to me for a free drink, I get to kick them right in the fucking stones.
Yeah.
Just a dunk. One of those. Would you feel comfortable paying for the first 10 drinks or for 10 drinks at Smitty's? Be about $40 for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's – so if
– potentially, yeah,
potentially. Potentially the first 40 people get a free beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit, we should just get a keg.
That's actually going to be that's actually going to be depressing.
Because we're
offering to buy 40 free drinks and we're going to spend like $8.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I would say the first three people can have a prize from the prize vault.
I like it.
Yeah, I'd like to just make it
three prizes.
And we don't.
Yeah, we do.
And
we got a whole box
count.
Full of prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't count.
We don't count.
Nice disclaimer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sweet. I've always wanted this Soul Asylum CD.
Yeah, I've always wanted this Joker Pez dispenser. Yeah,
this is greatest. Oh, we don't count? I kind of want that Joker Pez dispenser.
I know you do. That's why I had to throw that out there.
So, yeah, the first 30 people for sure. Well, if Adam's able to come, I don't know if you're working.
Let's see what's going on.
The first 20 people for sure. Free
guaranteed.
Free drink. And I told him we'll just hand out the tokens.
All right.
Buy the tokens from Jackie. So misinformation. And then after that, all the drinks are on you. You get your first drink free. And then after that, just hang out. We're going to socialize, get to know everybody and introduce yourselves. Maybe we'll bring some, we'll get some of those Hello, My Name Is stickers.
Yeah, I've actually got some of those.
You know, I had some, but I don't know what happened to them. Because remember that year that I went as that guy for Halloween?
And then I went as God one year.
Yeah.
And I just wrote Hello, My Name Is God on there.
That's right. Because I wrote Hello, My Name Is That Guy.
Yeah.
And I had like a pop collar and Mardi Gras beads and a hat.
Yep,
and
I remember.
Yeah. Awesome. So it was like at the last minute notice. Yeah. Like, hey, you want to go to a Halloween party in 4 minutes? Okay.
That's what I did too. Yeah. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Aha. Thank you, Walgreens.
And there you had it. Was that the same party? No, because the one where you went as God, you and Laura were together. The one that I went as that guy, I don't think you guys were. I don't think she went anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
So I think it'll be fun. It'll be a mixer. Just mark it on your calendars. 8 p.m. at Smitty's on Jefferson Street in Waterloo. Nice little bar. Owner's a good friend of ours, of Adam and mine. So
yeah, I was actually at another bar last night, and that bar was even talking about how they like Smitty's better than their own bar.
Where are you at?
I was just at AJ's. But I walked in, and the bartender and the other guy in the bar were both talking about Smitty's, and I was like, aha.
That's fucking hilarious.
It was.
It's a magical place.
I suppose I should take this opportunity
to
apologize to Al. I'm not going to apologize for what I said, but I'm going to apologize that it hurt his feelings so deeply. I mentioned the bar that Weller's ex-girlfriend worked at. It was a podunk little bar, which I stand by that. But what bothers me is how much it hurt Al, because he really enjoys going to that bar. Like, it's a Cubs bar, and he likes going there. So I'm sorry, Al, for hurting your feelings. But the problem that I have with that bar is still thus, okay? If you don't know the bartender, or if you don't know someone who knows the bartender, you're going to wait for a drink, just like any other bar on Main Street, okay?
What kind of ass-fucked
apology is that?
Apology is that?
I'm apologizing for hurting his feelings, but I stand by what I said.
Yeah.
It hurts me that I hurt him, but that does not make what I'm saying any less true.
I think he should pummel you.
God, I hope not.
that's a large man.
That's a big dude. So, and you know, I'm sure it's a great bar for him because he knows the owner and he knows the bartenders and everything is great. And he's a Cubs fan and he just goes there and it's like home to him.
Yeah.
But for someone who isn't part of the clique.
It's miserable.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I love Smitty's for all the reasons that I hate that bar. Because I go into Smitty's and I won't even have my coat off and I have a beer in my hand. And it should be noted that isn't just because I'm a regular there. And I don't go there hardly ever.
Me neither.
Nearly as much as I used to go there. I used to go in there at least, you know, probably 2-3 times a week.
Sure.
Now maybe once a month. But no matter who you are or how many times you've been in there, you will receive service, I would say, easily within the span of 45 seconds.
When it's butthole busy.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's a small place, but even when it's busy, they still go around table to table and make sure everybody's okay. It's a very, very well-run establishment.
By far the best bar service I've had anywhere.
You know, and why haven't they ever been in that best of the best of Cedar Valley?
Because we don't want people to come there.
Because it gets packed. I mean, it gets fucking rocking, and it's asshole to elbow in there on Friday and Saturday nights. And it's a completely different crowd than like on Thursdays when we get. Thursday is the perfect night to go in there because there will be people in there, so it'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be the people that we know, so it'll be friendly for all of these people that, you know, for the three people that show up for misinformation.
Yeah, aim high.
Yeah. I know of one person that I believe will show up for sure. I think Dana will come.
Yeah.
Weller will probably come. Too.
Yeah, but he doesn't count. He's a host.
I already said we don't care.
Yeah. So Dana will probably come. There's probably some other people in the Cedar Valley that I don't even know are listening that may come. And hey.
Yeah, it could be a nice little surprise.
Yeah. If you want to take a little road trip from like Illinois,
it could be, you know, like soul crushing, depressing too.
Which is pretty much what happens to me every time I have a comedy show.
Don't make us cry.
Yeah. Just, you know, hey, I'd be happy if 5 people show up.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to kind of get to know people, put a face to a name. Not including us.
God damn it. We don't count.
Because I could count twice.
Much.
I would
like,
be happy if there were a total of 10 people, including us.
Much like life itself, we don't count.
Absolutely. I'm reminded of that often.
So we need to make sure that, remember, April 2nd, it's a Thursday, starting at 8 p.m. That's probably the earliest I've been in that place in a long time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But their beer prices are ridiculously, you know, like reasonable. Mm-hmm. You can get a tall boy for what, $2.50?
Yeah.
And that's cheap. Yeah, that's cheap.
Maybe it's $2.75.
It might be two. Yeah, I think it is $2.75 because they give you a quarter back, and that's always a really awkward situation for me. They give you a quarter back as change, and I'm like, well, I want to tip you, but do I really want to give you a whole dollar for every beer?
Get three quarters back.
Maybe
$3.25.
I bet that maybe they are $3.25. But they run specials for $2.50 sometimes. But $3.25 still for a tall boy, not too bad, not too shabby.
Let's put it this way: if you want cheap booze and good service, go to Smitty's.
How much is Smitty's paying us for this episode?
Nothing.
You guys are just plugging away.
Yeah.
there's few things that I love in this life, sir.
And Smitty's,
and that bar is one of them.
Yeah, that's a good.
And
good
oddly
place.
Enough, your other love rhymes with it.
Titties. Oh, you know, and occasionally you might see some titties at Smitty's, so it's the happiest place on earth.
All right.
So as long as we're talking about stuff that people outside of this place don't know anything about,
sure.
I found a new comic shop.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Let's say that the Cedar Valley is lucky that the man who runs this comic shop is not a drug dealer. Because if he were, every human being in the Cedar Valley would be hopped up on meth, coke, and the marijuana. Because this guy can sell a drowning man a cup of water.
Yeah, you do not leave that shop without significantly more than you intended.
I see that your boat has crashed. Would you like a swimming pool? You know, I don't have the paper. God, I don't have the paperwork here. His name's Rob. He runs a comic shop called Limited Edition on College Street, or otherwise known as The Hill in Cedar Falls. And what's neat about this place is it's not just a comic shop. It's a barber shop, too.
Oh, yeah.
Check that shit out. So he cuts hair in there. He cuts the hair of a shit ton of people that me and Adam know. Like a ton. Do you go there to get your hair cut?
No, I don't.
You should.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
What is there to cut? I buzz it myself.
Oh, do you do that at home? Okay. Yeah. Well, that I can forgive. But he was even asking me about Jenny. He's like, hey, where'd she get her haircut? My mom will do her hair. Because it's a mother and son. Yeah. They run this shop. It started out 13 years ago. He started out cutting hair there. And then he decided one day, you know what? I'm going to open a comic shop. And it's going to be right here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fair prices.
It's nerd nirvana.
Folks. Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Fair prices. He's willing to deal with you. You know, he's not going to screw you on the price of something. And the more you buy, the more you save.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. That's and awesome. Rob, also one of the five nicest people on the planet, including Jay Leno and Oprah. So he's like the third nicest person on the planet.
It's always a bad deal when peddlers are really nice people. Because then you feel like you can't
say no to a
deal. You're like, oh, yeah. Man.
I barely got out of there with my savings account intact because he had a foot and a half tall Iron Man statue where the hands, eyes, and chest plate light up.
Yep.
It's almost, a good thing it was behind glass because I probably almost got splooge on it. Oh. He shows it to me and I go, I just had an adult moment.
Did he hand you the squeegee and the Windex?
Oh, no.
Tell you to get to work.
That's awesome. He's got the Wolverine claws mounted on a giant X.
Yep.
And they actually, it says that they're permanently mounted. They're not.
You're gonna try and tie those bitches down and play with them.
Of course. So, but you can actually flip your fingers through and grab the metal. And if you just put on some gloves over the top of it, like some sturdy gloves, and then poked holes in it, they'd stay on your hands.
Oh, Jesus! It'd be
fucking nuts. Nuts,
man.
Nuts.
That's all I need is to get picked up.
That is not your next year's Halloween costume.
Oh, schnickety, schnickety, snack, snack, snack. I'll grow me some mutton chops and it's on, bitches. Oh. But I tell you, Rob, limited edition comics and collectibles, College Street, The Hill, and Cedar Falls. Good shit. Go check them out.
There as soon as I leave here.
Yeah, you should. You should check. We're gonna end up going to Pablo's, aren't we?
I don't know. I got an appointment at 1:00.
Yeah, just tell him to walk home. We've already discussed this.
Yeah, it's warm enough today.
Yeah, the exercise will be good for him. Yeah. Burn off some of that energy before he gets home. I'm 4.
Well, you can walk more reason to burn energy.
Then you can walk 4 blocks, can't you?
He's a very angry 4. I don't think you guys understand
that. I know. That's why he'll have less fight in him when he gets home. So I love it. I love that place. First time I'd ever been in there. It's been there. I believe he said he'd been open for 2 years now as a comic store. He's been cutting hair for 13. His mom's been cutting hair for like 20 years. She cuts pretty much everybody's hair in the Cedar Valley.
It's such a weird combo, but it works.
Yeah. And it's just weird that I hadn't heard of this place until just now. You know, all the haircuts I get.
Yeah, I know. God, you got like a punch card from them.
Fuck. Yeah.
There's free buff and a wax after.
No. I tell you.
That's usually called a happy ending.
No, I tell you, what I did get, though, was a .33 replica of Han Solo's blaster. Yeah, certificate of authenticity and everything, baby. It's hot.
It is. It's nice. Too bad you couldn't get the full size.
You know what? Why do you keep saying that?
Because I want to play with it. Your blaster.
You want to play with my scale blaster?
Yeah, I do. Is it really a 33 scale?
Not really. It's not quite that big.
If you make my wiener to 33 scale, it turns into a belly button.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's
true. I haven't been in there in a while. They got any other cool new shit like that?
They've got a lot of cool stuff in there.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what's new because it was the first time I've been in there.
True.
And I don't know what you've seen. It's just so much better than the other comic store in town because the other comic store is like stereotypical comic store guy. It's just, hey, how you doing? Don't get anything on the pages. Buy your bags and boards, get your books and get out.
Pretty much.
You know, I walked in and Rob.
Bags and boards.
What? What?
You say we're not going to discuss it, but you keep bringing up bags and boards.
This time.
Yeah, but I'm actually talking about comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike some
Imagine
shows.
That.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So I walk into that store, and it's, hey, man, how you doing? You ever been in here before? Is this your first time? Look around. That's our trades wall. That's our DC wall. That's our Marvel wall. We've got IDW over here and the other independents. Go check it out. If you got any questions, as he's cutting somebody's hair, he's like, hey, if you got any questions, I'm Rob. I'm the owner. Just ask me.
He's good shit,
yeah,
man.
Dana, actually. Dana, that listens to the show, actually recommended the place. So when I mentioned how I'd heard of him, he's like, oh yeah, Dana's told me all about your podcast, man. You know, we'll have to work something out. So he wants some flyers. So we're going to print up some flyers. You can put them up around the shop.
Awesome.
And then that actually segues into our contest.
Yeah, new contest.
Our new contest, t-shirt design contest, okay, for the show. I would very much like all the submissions into us by April 1st. Okay, I think that's pretty reasonable fair. Amount of April time. 1st. Yeah. Because we'll probably record Wednesday night, because we normally do. Mm-hmm. Okay. April 1st, we'll have show up for the 2nd, which is also going to be the day of our mixer. Yes. Okay. The 1st, we want all the submissions in for the t-shirts. Okay. Now, here are the criteria. One, somewhere on the shirt, it must tell people how to get our podcast. Have both the http://misinformation.podbean.com, and also must say also available on iTunes. Okay. That's one. Two, the shirt must be stylish. It must be sellable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because our goal here is to try to offset our web hosting fees. We do this entire show independently. Pop Syndicate is nice enough to give us a forum and a place to talk about our show for free. And so they help us out. They help us out with some events and stuff and getting us into places with press passes and stuff like that. But we need to try to find a way to offset our cost for Podbean. Not a big deal, not a huge price, but we'd like to sell these shirts. Okay. The three winning submissions will each get a free shirt of their design. They can either choose either of their design or of one of the other designs. As well as an item from the prize vault.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to have three winners. All right. And then what we'll do is I would like to try to sell these shirts at limited edition.
Very cool.
So you can pick them up locally. We might do the cafe press thing, but it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, you can send us the money and we'll send you a shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so
locally you can get it at limited edition.
Yeah. That just sounds bad.
No, we're legit.
Well, and it's not like they're going to be expensive shirts either. I mean, we're not going to pocket your money. No. You know, if we give you an address to send it to, you're going to know where to send the police if we don't send you your shirt. So that's point. Or you could PayPal us, you know, whatever you want to do. You can, because I've got a PayPal account, you can PayPal us the money, but I think it just makes sense just to send us a check. But, so there'll be three winners. Okay. You can incorporate the existing misinformation logo that JK designed for us.
Yeah.
Or you can come up with something completely different. And the idea with coming up with something different is that to make it saleable, to make the shirt interesting to people who might not even listen to the show.
Yeah.
You know, that might walk into limited edition and go,
well, that's fucking cool.
That's a neat shirt. I'll take that for $10 or whatever we're going to sell it for. You know, it depends how much it costs us to make them. But
what? Is that a stick mouth labia? I will take that shit, sir.
Yeah. I guess I would request to stay away from using that particular logo. Yeah.
stay away from the legs.
But, you know, if we get one that logo looks good on a shirt, that's great.
Fucking run it.
I would like to see, when you design the shirt, I would like to see it on a shirt, which you can get a pattern for a blank shirt on the internet really, really easy.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, superimpose it. Try it different colors. Obviously, we'll probably do black, gray, and I hate white t-shirts,
Me too.
I would like to stay away from white. Right?
Yeah. What?
Jesus Christ.
he's dreaming.
Those are our stipulations. Must have tell how to get our show.
iTunes.
iTunes and Podbean. Yeah. Okay. Misinformation.podbean.com. Remember to leave the www off. If you put the www.misinformation.podbean.com, it doesn't take you to the page.
Yeah.
It does something goofy. And also available through iTunes. so I think that's fair. Free t-shirt and something from the prize closet if your submission wins. And we'll take three. Because I'd like to have
a variety.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if we don't get three, then I guess we don't get three.
We go with what we get.
Yeah. And we're not going to make them just because we got a submission either. We want it to be a legitimate shirt. And it doesn't have to be incredibly fancy.
No.
I mean, it's just something we can sell that advertises the show and that people would like to wear. You know, because Cabin Fever's got some fucking badass t-shirts. Yeah. You know, the one that Antonio Bay made with them as a cartoon.
Yeah, sweet.
That's a saleable shirt. If they put that shirt in a shop, people would go in there to buy it. But they have it on Cafe Press, so that's people have to go there and order it. Blah, blah, blah. But I think that a shirt like that would look good. You know, just I love the misinformation logo on a black shirt.
Yeah, that would be very simple.
That might be something even I might just throw together. So, but yeah. Anything to add?
No, I'm good.
Someone surely can figure out some animation like figures and two trolls, an Ewok and an android. I think they can pull it off.
No, because you know we'll argue about who the fat troll is.
The answer is yes.
Dick.
I'm lonely. The answer to that is also yes.
Oh, all right.
So that's our big announcement. I'll put in the announcement thread on Pop Syndicate, I'll also put a little deal in there talking about the contest, and I'll put the contest rules in there. And you can actually submit them either by posting them on popsyndicate.com, embedding the image, or by emailing them to us at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So there's that. You had some stories for us, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah, just tales of home improvement woe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny because when you prefaced, hey, I've got some stuff to talk about today, Adam's response was...
Would your brother try to fuck now?
And my answer was, we'll get to that.
Oh, that poor chihuahua.
We'll get to that.
But you don't taco? No.
Aww. That's not a chalupa.
Yo quiero penis.
Oh no. Yeah. Trying to get a blow yob from the dog.
Maybe in the backseat of a Chevy.
Yeah. Oh, it's already...
Wow.
No, so, you know, tax return money. I'm like, yay, home improvement. Just bought a house. I'm going to do some new shit. Put in new flooring, and we'll start there. So I start ripping up carpet on the steps because I'm like, well, we're not going to have wood floors and then carpet coming down from the steps to the floor.
Right.
Right.
I start ripping up the staircase carpeting, and I realize, fuck, we shouldn't have done that. We're going to have to replace these stairs. Some of the stairs are mangled and fucked. And
right.
You can tell they used to have a different kind of railing on them.
Right.
Turns into a huge mess. I've been doing it for like 3 weeks now because every time I figure out a solution, there's a new problem encountered. But the funny part of this whole story isn't all my Tim Taylor-esque moments dealing with this staircase. It is that painting and staining this weekend, we took the cats to my mom's house to get them out of the way.
Oh, fuck. And did they put their paws on like the threshold? Like, no.
Oh, here, no.
Your brother still lives here, you son of a
man. The bad man lives here.
Yeah, we snuck them into it. We got them while they were sleeping and dropped them in the pet carriers and ported them on over there.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
So the funny part is, we get to my mom's house and I let the cats out and they're running around like, oh, I remember this place.
Oh no! We know what's here.
But Adam's asleep, okay. So he's not there. But my mom's well, yeah.
Love is in the air. Every sign, every sound.
So no. But I had originally told my mom we were going to take him over the night before because we thought we were going to get up really early and start the staining.
Right.
So. We get there, let the cats out, and my mom's like, Adam came home from work early this morning and was disappointed. He thought the cats were going to be here. I'm like, I bet he did. I bet he did. So,
that guy's a fucking weirdo.
So, anyway, we let the cats adjust. We see that they're doing okay, and we drop them off. The next day, talk to my mom because she wanted to know how things were going. And I'm like, yeah, how are the cats doing? She's like, oh, Mogwai. He's the one that got, you know.
Raped?
Some jism.
Raped?
Yeah. Laminated. Whatever. So she's like, he is stressed out for some reason. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, every time Adam tries to walk by him or touch him, he becomes just like claws and hisses. And I'm like, he remembers. He wouldn't eat. He kept trying to hide. And he was really aggressive anytime he was cornered. Wonder why.
You're going to get an angry call from PETA for putting your cat in a possible rape situation.
You're
going
to have to do a fucking rape kit on that cat.
I know. She told me and I was like, oh no. Oh no. What have I done? What have I put this poor cat into? So I'm just... I don't know what this cat's mental state is going to be when we pick him up, when we're finally done with this.
Wow.
His hair is going to be all matted and...
He'll be bald.
Yeah, they have to shave him because they couldn't get it out. But I just thought it was funny that the two things, my mom's like, Adam was really disappointed. They weren't here already. And then hey, your cat's freaking out.
Your brother keeps trying to fuck the cat.
So, oh my God. There you have it. And then she's like, and he wanted to see your little dog too.
And your little dog,
too. We didn't take the dog over there because he's not a problem. But I was like, oh, no.
I'll get you, my...
I'm like, why...
Pussy.
I'm like, why is he interested in the Chihuahua? Because it would fit?
Because he's looking for some strange. Oh, man. I was looking. I'm on the music computer looking for Bloodhound Gang. And for some reason, it got pulled off of my... of my hard drive. That makes me very sad because yeah. I very, very much wanted.
I know what you wanted
to put.
Yes. Yeah,
bad touch.
So,
yeah. I wonder what happened to that. Must have got lost.
But he's probably gonna lose his job, so I feel bad for him.
Where's he working now?
He's like maintenance building services at college, Hawkeye.
Oh, really?
And they are basically being replaced with cheaper. Laborers.
So
all in a chubby.
Yeah.
Is that guy just being dick? So because the economy.
He's losing his job, and other people are getting new jobs. So it's, poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, not poor guy. Poor your mom.
That is true.
You know. Oh, you're gonna be here for 5 more years. Oh, great.
Really?
Oh, yes. This is. These are supposed to be my golden years, you pig fucker. And now you're
this
right.
Is not cat
fucker.
Planning.
Yeah, that's right, cat fucker. Good call, sir. Good call.
Man,
good call.
That was it. I just thought that shit was hilarious. I had to share that.
I agree, sir. That is hilarious.
Poor cat.
I thought elephants were the one with memory.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you know you get something about 18 sizes too large for your vag getting shoved in there.
Yeah.
That's assuming that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I really wish I could find that song now.
Oh, shit.
Man. Anything more appropriate than that. The whole CD is just missing. That's fantastic.
Good job. You know, since we're talking about this, Spike has just totally disappeared.
That's because he's like, something ain't right here.
Yeah.
That man, he looks like he might have siblings that rape animals.
He's like, I've heard of cat burglars, but I have never.
Cat turd burglars.
Well, you know.
Gold, sir. Gold, Jerry. Gold.
So what else is going on, guys? I've been out of the loop.
I don't know that we can really top
yeah.
That particular story.
Weller, haiku time. Write one about that.
About
cat fucking?
Cat fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, unwillingly?
Yeah. Or about cat memory.
Weller got the internet at his house.
I know.
Yeah, and a computer.
That, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He still doesn't have cable, though, does he?
You know, no. And the weird thing is, I could totally see him being the type of person, if this was 10 years ago, he'd have web TV.
But you know what? It's DTV day. He's going to have to do something.
No, well, there's only, not all the no.
They don't have to go.
He's got a plasma TV. It's got a digital converter built into it.
Plus, a lot of people push that shit back to June now. Yeah. Because apparently 2 fucking years of warning isn't enough
but,
for people
our,
to get their shit together.
Our Waterloo base station was like, fuck it. We're going digital. And
dude, you can say KWWL. They don't own us.
And yeah. And you guys can pretty much suck it. That's pretty much what they said on the news last night.
You know, anybody been watching American Idol?
No.
Have you religiously?
No, just, I've been doing so much homework. It's been on in the background, basically.
This is, have you noticed something different this year?
It's less interesting.
Yeah, well, that, and what is there more of this year on American Idol?
Well, the judging.
Well, I'll get to her in a minute. It's a very gay year.
Yeah.
It's very, very, like, it's, and I don't have anything against gay folks, man.
There's that one dude that looks like the, star of that new Spectacular, like that High School Musical knockoff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a guy on American Idol that looks just like the guy.
Like Zac Efron meets My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah.
You're the Queen on American Idol or something?
Huh?
Is it You're the Queen?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and that guy, Jenny swears that guy's straight.
Okay.
She's like, he's straight, he's just emo. I go, you just contradicted yourself.
She doesn't have a good gaydar.
No, she has a terrible gaydar. She also doesn't have a good Bosnian dar.
Really?
Like, I can pick out a Bosnian dude, like, across the room, and she, really? I'm like, yeah. He's driving a Toyota Supra with a spoiler taller than our house. and he has an accent that's pretty much, it's a dead giveaway. Yeah, so it's very gay, which I don't have a huge problem with. It's just, it's not just so much gay as it is flaming gay.
Yeah.
Like, it's fagtastic like up in there. Top. Yeah, it's, you know, and there may be some gay folks that I don't know are gay that are on there, and they're flying under the gaydar, but the ones they keep spotlighting are fucking obnoxious. Okay, obnoxious.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much. We got spoiled last year. A lot of talent on American Idol last year. There's a couple people. Man, they're going for this fucking sympathy pity vote right out of the gate on a lot of people.
I know, bringing in their kids and shit like that, trying to get past.
And that guy, that Danny Gokey, the one whose wife died, he doesn't need any pity. He's probably the best singer on there right now.
Yeah.
He's this year's David Cook.
Yep.
I don't think he'll win, but he's the one that right out of the gate, you're like, damn, that guy can fucking... What, how would Randy say? You can blow, man. You can blow, dog. You can blow, baby.
1,000,000% yes.
Yeah. 1,000,000.5% yes. Like, Randy, 100% is as much yes as you can give him.
Yeah.
And this new judge, Cara DiGiorno.
Right? Yeah.
DiGiorno Pizza, whatever her name is.
Cara Pizza.
Yeah.
I perked right up when you said that, though. I was
like,
what?
Like, woman and pizza?
You know, and when she first came on, I was like, you know, she's cute. She's talented. I like her. Hate her.
Yeah.
What a fucking bitch. Like, if you are even a little bit fucking attractive as a female,
she's immediately a sniper.
You're out of there. You're out of there. She wants to be the prettiest person in the room all the time.
Yeah.
Which you think that her and Simon would go at odds because he very much wants to be the prettiest person in the room at all times. But it's weird to watch because Simon will pass people through just because they're pretty. She will try to pass, you know, pass people over because they're pretty.
But in the same regard, though, the girls do the same thing with the guys, and then Simon's like, whatever, not good enough.
Yeah.
They're like, I like you.
You're special. I like you. You made me wet on my vagina.
Yeah.
On my puffy lips.
Yeah.
Stay puffed.
Stick mouth labia.
You made my puffy lips puffier. Yeah.
You gave my collagen collagen.
You know, I tell you, though, she makes you appreciate Paula. Speaking of college, you know, I think she's really snippy, and I had her back over the whole bikini girl incident.
Yeah,
because that chick was a dumb whore.
Yep,
I didn't like her even a little bit. She wasn't all that talented. She did a weird fucking like a fucking groundhog thing with her fucking, or like a prairie dog thing with her head whenever she sang. You know,
groundhog.
I know. I don't want to get too crazy there. But she and she just was always posing. And Kara had some good one liners on her. And like, did she just? Did she just bleep and pose there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she did. And she was just, she thought she was way better than she was. She didn't have a whole lot of talent. She shows up in a fucking bikini. So that tells me that, you know, you've got one thing to sell and it's your fucking cooter, you know? Yeah. So I was, what?
I thought of Dukes of Hazzard. Need a toe?
Oh, what? You're not wearing any sleeves and you're fixing cars?
What the hell was his fucking call sign? It was Shepherd Lost Sheep and he was something else.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Me either.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, it's just Crazy Cooter. That's what it was.
Was it?
This is Crazy Cooter coming back at you.
I'm doing a real good job keeping my identity a secret by putting my name and my call sign. They'll never know who's running the moonshine up here, boss. What the fuck? Cooter, you idiot. That man ended up being a senator. For Christ's sake. Him and fucking Gopher from Love Boat.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Gopher ran for president when we were in high school.
Yes,
he did.
President. Fred Grandy for president. President fucking, Fred Grandy.
If he'd have picked Isaac as his running mate, he'd have made it.
I agree. And, you know, the weird thing is, too, you know, Fred Grandy does not sound like a presidential name unless you're on 24.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can see the president on 24's name being Fred Grandy.
Yes, President Grandy.
President Grandy, we're in trouble. We have 24 episodes to solve this problem.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, you're trying to do the boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
That infuriates me. I can't watch that show because of that.
It sets the tone, baby. It sets the tone for the... Yeah, it's okay.
It's the 24 metronome.
I almost lost the TV over that shit.
Well, I hope it wasn't the one I gave you, because that's a nice TV.
No, it was the other one.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No good.
No. Where are we talking? How do we get to fucking 24 from whatever the fuck we're talking about? Oh, we're talking about American Idol.
Yeah.
American Idol, yeah. I don't have high hopes for this season.
Me either at all.
They passed a lot of people through. That one bitch. What the fuck's her name? Oh, the fucking... The one from... She's not from America. She's got the accent, and she's always crying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the fuck is her? I hate her. I hate. If I had a fucking chauffeur's permit, like a Class C driver's license, yeah. I would get in a semi truck, park in front of the fucking Kodak Theater, wait for her to walk out and turn her into fucking pink mist. I fucking hate her.
Wow.
She's not that bad.
Hey, shut the fuck up. God. You didn't even watch the show, dude.
Nope.
She's just overly dramatic, has very little talent, and they continually pass her on. You know why? Because she's good TV.
Yep.
That's why. She's good TV. They know people will watch to be pissed off.
You mean reality TV isn't real?
Where's Drew Carey when you need him? Oh.
Yeah.
I guess the price wasn't right.
Is he still hosting that?
Yeah, I was just watching it.
Amazes me. I'm surprised fucking.
You know, you just look at him. He's like, this is slowly eating my soul.
Yeah, he just seems kind of.
It's not natural for him.
No.
I'm expecting Bob Barker to come back and go, move.
They'll reanimate him just for that.
He's alive?
No, he's not. He's been dead for 20 years.
His soul's been dead for 20 years. His body is soon to follow.
Not soon.
He just looks very unhappy dealing
with we had a celebrity death. Who was it that died recently? Oh, fuck. I just saw. Oh, is the guy at Levi Brothers Jewelers died. Did you see that? Santa Levi?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it said remembering Santa Levi.
Oh, man.
Why? What
the hell was that? You don't like the Levi brothers?
Well, you know, they...
What the fuck?
Am I trapping you into something here?
No, you know, they probably had his funeral and then took all his rings and shit off before they buried him and pawned him.
Oh, you can't pawn him to yourself. That doesn't do you any good.
No.
I'm sorry I brought that up. No, I really am. I don't know what to fucking say to any of that.
Okay, so TV, yeah. So yeah. Have you watched Dollhouse yet?
No, it's still sitting on the DVR.
Really?
Enough people have said to me that it's crap that I'm afraid to watch it.
I was disappointed, and...
You think it's one of those that's going to be slow to get going, like Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I really hope that it picks up halfway through the first episode. I was like, all right, if this doesn't go somewhere... I'm going to get pissed.
Did you ever feel in the first episode like it went somewhere? Damn it.
Yeah, I don't
Do you think a big problem of it is Dishku because she's a shit actor?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. I was watching True Calling. They had a sci-fi marathon
that
of True Calling.
That show was terrible.
And she was terrible in it. Like, I finally just watched it on mute.
Yeah.
God, I fucking hate this show. This is the worst show I've ever seen. Oh, God.
Honey, where are the Kleenex?
Where's my screen wipe?
Yeah. Oh.
Man. Yeah.
But have you watched Lie to Me?
No, I've seen commercials, and it seems kind of... You know what it seems like to me?
Huh.
House has a lie detector.
I like this. I don't like House. I don't either.
I don't like House because it has the X-Files formula.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same show every week.
Yeah.
They just insert different issue. You know,
yeah.
I haven't watched Lie to Me at all. No, I have a very like narrow window of shows that I watch right now. I watch Chuck. I watch Heroes.
Yeah.
I watch Lost because Jesus Christ, if you're not watching Lost, you should be shot in the fucking face right now.
Well, and I started watching Lie to Me because everything else was on hold right now. Everything was taking its break, and then it started. I like it, but I think it would be very. It's going to be a show that might be very hard to keep fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, starring the Abomination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tim Roth.
Yeah, Tim Roth. Yeah. Yeah. Also starring the guy. He's also the guy from Four Rooms, isn't he? Isn't that Tim Roth?
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously Pulp Fiction and all that.
That is him in Four Rooms, isn't he? Finds a hooker in the bed. And
I think so.
I believe it is. I like him as an actor. I just, like I said, I have a very narrow window because I work second shift. So everything I watch, I have to DVR. Well, I start to run out of time to watch what I've DVR'd, you know. So I watch Heroes, Lost, Chuck. I've got Fringe backloaded, which I think is an excellent fucking show, and I just never find the time to watch it because Jenny and I try to watch that together like we do Lost, and we just run out of time.
I've only seen 2 episodes of Fringe.
It's very good. It's very good.
And I didn't start at the beginning. I saw the last 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, and there's a little bit of backstory. Like, it's very clever. Like, I love Joshua Jackson. Yeah. I would fuck him. I think the best television show ever would be Joshua Jackson and George Clooney as father and son. Because they're damn near interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like, their speech patterns, everything, almost exactly the same. Like, I think they would be great as father and son.
Nice.
Or as Batman and Robin. Because Clooney was the fucking bomb in Batman's, yo. You have to admit, that was a fucking good Batman. And he didn't beat up his mom and sister or curse out a fucking
that
director of photography on a fucking set.
Someone should have just whooped his ass.
You heard it too?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the type of thing you usually pick up on the internet.
No.
You heard it too.
I was so disappointed when I heard that.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm working on a movie, I don't care who it is talking to me like that.
Well, he's not even like an A-list actor. I mean, granted, Dark Knight kind of pushed him up a little.
But other than that.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the Oscars are coming up here and this next Sunday. Shit, I'm working. God damn it.
DVR.
Yeah, that's what I did last year, actually, which is nice because you can fast forward through the shit awards, like best costume design and the stuff that should probably go to the Science and Industry Oscars that were hosted last week by Jessica Biel.
How's that work?
What?
I don't know. Here's my titties. Here's your Oscar.
Yeah, it's science stuff.
Here's my man shoulders. Here's your Oscar. Like, seriously, very pretty girl, but she's shaped like a dude. She has that V shape to her body where her shoulders are real wide and her waist is real narrow. She's not shaped like a voluptuous woman.
I wouldn't tell her no.
Oh, no, me neither, because I'd be afraid that she would take it badly and beat the shit out of me.
With her
you can have it back shoulders. When I'm done.
I bet her clit is huge. I bet
like China clit?
I bet it's like a fucking baby fist. Seriously.
You remember when China came out in Playboy?
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Tim called me.
Yeah, and she's got a penis.
He was so distraught.
Oh my God.
I think to work Jessica Biel's clit would be like fucking making up a clay pot on a fucking potter's wheel. Take both hands and you just kind of cup it and just
hear fucking whatever song is from Ghost in the background.
Unchained melody.
Yeah.
Oh my heart.
Oh, God.
Oh my darling.
Only put it like a porn beat.
Now I'm going to see that when you do it that way, it just makes me think rap and I can't do it.
No.
It's for you, DTCB. Joaquin Phoenix will write one for you.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with that man?
Drugs, son.
Have you seen the picture where it says goodbye, but he wrote them on the wrong hands? if you read it as he points it at you, it says bye exclamation point good.
Yeah.
It's like, is he trying to get me to buy American and he just spelled buy wrong?
Yeah.
Or because we make good product, we don't make excellent product. I mean, really,
we make meh.
Yeah. What is he thinking?
I don't know, man.
I mean, is he finally realized that the talented Phoenix is dead?
It's a hard.
A river runs through it.
Yeah. I mean, is he? You know, I bet that crushed Will Wheaton because he loved him some River.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chris. What, Gordy? Oh, Chris, I want you to be my first. Jesus Christ.
You always find him at the mouth of the river.
Excellent. Woo.
Okay,
excellent.
Is it Feldman?
What? That's in that movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his character.
Yeah, Haim's the one that fucking has lost his goddamn mind.
Oh, man.
You know, you always thought Feldman was going to be the one that you'd find dead in a gutter somewhere.
Yeah.
And now he's clean and sober.
And she fucking corrected him.
And she's hot. Have you seen the fucking titties on that bitch?
I think his saving grace was actually playing that in that movie where he thought he was Michael Jackson. Because then he later in life, he's like, oh, shit, at least I'm not really Michael Jackson. I better clean my shit up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think, didn't she pose for Playboy and he took the pictures? Didn't they do that?
I think they did that.
I want to see him.
I don't know for sure.
But. I want to see him. But I want to see the untouched ones, like those ones of Carmela De Cesar that got leaked a few years ago. Where they're the untouched Playboy spread, and you can see her fucking pussy lips, and she's in her guts and stuff. That's hot. Now, see, that's real fucking naked bitches there.
That's the small intestine.
Yeah, that's real naked. Not this fucking airbrush. It's like, that shouldn't be glued closed. What'd you do there? What's that all about? That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I like to see me some fucking
gets.
So you're more of a hustler guy than a Playboy
guy? And I don't like being pissed on or seeing tampon strings, no. No, I wouldn't go that far. No, but apparently Hustler is
just
on
the ripcord.
Yeah.
Get it going.
I thought you meant for like safety, like
that too.
You just see your parachute down upside down. Oh, it has wings.
Yeah,
it's like a hang glider. It'd be more like a hang glider.
They're too top heavy, and they ever topple over, it'll slow the fucking roll.
So what?
It's like fucking bumper bowling.
What happens if they have to go to their auxiliary chute? Oh, would that be the poop shoot?
A little mud flap comes out.
Extra points if there's a naked lady painted on it. Yeah.
Funny, how fucked up would it be if they had the Playboy logo on it, though?
I'll have to sue somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone's going to get sued.
He don't fuck around there. That's.
I just watched Burn After Reading.
Was that any good?
I liked it. Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet. No.
I
haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's a fantastic film.
It is. Brad Pitt's actually really funny in that movie.
Is he gay in that movie?
No, he's just retarded.
Just weird? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's
but
cool.
It's a good movie.
Not that I would be all pissed off. I'm just
no, saying. But you should check it out. It's fucking funny.
I will check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fucking check that shit out.
I'll check it out. Yeah. Check it out. Oh, yeah.
Hot.
I got nothing.
Knock it off.
We were just watching you grow ever more uncomfortable. Like, oh god!
Which you'll know it when I fly into a homophobic rage,
which is different from
better than a homoerotic rage.
No, that was the that was Don't Hurt My Boy. That was
okay.
That was all about homoerotic rage.
No. Hey, I've said from the start
that was heteroerotic rage.
Yeah. That's no. Like fucking life partner rage. That's what that it's fucking.
That's his man crush. Fucking
no, because it's bullshit. That poor fucking guy. It's not his fault. He's totally. Clueless as the workings of a woman.
He's like the fucking Tom Tom. He just helps chicks find themselves.
Brutal. Crazy bitch magnet is what he is.
Yeah. You know, it's just weird
that
though
sucks.
Because what? Go ahead.
You know, he's like the Xander of like lost women. Instead of attracting demons, he gets. Crazies and
have you been reading are you caught up on the Buffy?
I'm not caught up.
I got Wolves at the Gate, and that's funny because
that's one I need to get.
That particular statement has even more meaning after reading Wolves at the Gate.
Damn it.
When you say he's like Xander. I don't want to
don't ruin anything for me. I gotta get
but yeah, it's one of those moments where it's weird because it was reading Wolves at the Gate to me it was like watching an episode.
Really?
Yeah, because you're flipping pages and things are happening, and they're happening so fast that they're surprising you when you flip the page.
Nice.
And I'm like, what? And the dialogue, Drew Goddard is writing, wrote all the Wolves at the Gate.
Yeah.
And he finally grabbed the dialogue and made it just like a show.
Damn.
I mean, I read it last night from cover to cover and laughed out loud several times.
I'm actually excited right now.
Yeah, it's back where it should be. Now I think you just get Angel.
To do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost there. There was some stuff in the first night that I really liked.
Yeah.
But the problem that I have with Angel is I've been buying the trades.
Yep.
And it'll just stop.
I know.
Like right in the middle of something happening.
It's like
just
the Sopranos, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, I was already going to buy the next one. Yeah, don't fuck me.
You don't have, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off.
Yeah. A lot of that happened, especially because first night was backstory. So how are you going to stop in the middle of backstory and then jump back into the regular story it's that you left weird. Off in the first?
See,
you know.
You're confusing me just explaining the shit.
Do you have the hardcover of first night?
Yeah.
Okay. I got that for my birthday. Yeah. Also got the Dark Tower Concordance.
Ooh.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it just geeked out a little bit. I got the Dark Tower Concordance. It ties everything together.
That.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's huge.
I mean, I got that. You got that.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Sweet.
Huge. I don't know. Who's
like
that?
Huge, like good? Or like,
sorry, yeah.
No, that's all right. I didn't really.
Like physically sized. Like it's
yes,
huge.
It's a big fucking book. Well, I guess when it first was released, it was just the first four books.
Yeah.
And then they released a second one. Or they released a second one that was the rest of them. And now it's all bound together.
Is this an actual book or is it it's a... It's in.
It's a concordance. It draws everything together. It explains everything to you. It's written by Robin Firth with help from Stephen King. He basically enlisted her to tie up the loose ends that people may have missed or that were confusing.
Now, is it like in book form or is it a comic? And
no, it's in book form. It's cool. Like 700 pages long.
With the Dark Tower comics.
Right, which the trade run for the new Vengeance, I think is what it's called, the second book, is not – the trade is now yet. It comes out next month. Okay. And they also did The Stand too, which the trade comes out next month. So I'm looking forward to that. I will only buy trades now.
Yeah.
It's just
– It's because we're older.
It's more convenient read and you don't have as many fucking issues laying around.
And for the most part, you get – the whole story, except for with Angel, there's still everything is a tease with that. You still have no idea what's going on. And then there's a spike after the fall now, too, which basically tells his story up to where we find him in the first after the fall, which I want to get, but I'm waiting for the hardcover on that also.
Is that one out or does it come up in March?
There's like four issues out, three or four issues out.
The trade,
out right
I
now.
Think, comes out.
it's going to be at least it'll be at least March, maybe April, because
I think it's mid March.
I don't know if there it's a 5-issue run for the miniseries or not.
I don't remember
because everybody's doing miniseries now.
I know,
you know, and so it makes it a little easier to kind of follow stuff. But like when I went in and asked about the Dark Tower run, he's like, "Which issue are you up to?" I said 7, of which miniseries? I'm like, fuck.
Here goes
the long way home. Because it's funny because the Dark Tower's first miniseries has the same almost the same title as Buffy's first, yeah. So it's confusing. Fuck it. None of this is very exciting or funny to laugh at. This is all just a little geek out section.
But see, this is the episode that anyone that buys a T-shirt from Limited Edition will appreciate.
Right? Yeah. Yes, I agree 100%. I guess this is probably kind of the point where we start to sum up. Okay, so we have
ladies, get your haircut at Limited Edition. Have a nice day. Let's go.
Well, yeah, but it's a little more complicated than that, though. It's you drink it if you're going to drink at Smitty's, you do it on April 2nd at 8 o'clock. Yeah. First. For sure, the first 20 people, free
possibly
drink.
Possibly 40.
Free drink. Free drink within a reason, okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to get a $7 drink. No, I'm going to tell you that right now. No, you're going to get a beer or a drink.
First 3 people, prizes.
First 3 people get prizes from the prize vault. Yep. You don't get to pick them. We get to pick them. That's how we roll. T-shirt design contest. I'll put the rules up on the Pop Syndicate site. I'm telling you,
that's very exciting.
And I think it should be exciting for the listeners too, because it gives them a chance to have some product, you know, something if they truly love us as much as they say they do, both of them, you can, I know Joe Gross will order a t-shirt. I know Dan will order a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get some t-shirts out there. People can wear them. And then, hey, what the hell is that t-shirt? What are you?
We don't actually have to wear them, right?
I'm going to wear one.
Yeah, I'll just check.
I'd like to have them made by Dragon Con. I mean, not to like wear around all day, but to have a couple to wear, you know, maybe when we're out at the bar, not at the con, because I don't want to be that guy.
Can we get a shirt cannon?
Toss a couple out. Yeah.
No.
Just get
no.
one of those slingshots.
Yeah, no, there will be no shirt cannon.
I bet you I can make one.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's blow some shit up at Dragon Con. We're already not part of the podcast panel. We don't need the podcast track. We don't need to fuck anything else up. At this point, I believe this has been episode 46 of Misinformation. Thanks for listening. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
I'm Adam.
Love you. I like beer because it's cold and good, and you can buy it at Smitty's. Oh, God.